This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and it's Christmas Eve. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in a year, and this is episode number 186. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How are your preparations going for Christmas? Our reading today is Proverbs 8 and 9, and I won't have any comments after the reading today because, well, preparing for Christmas. And the lovely Lady Leanne is very much under the weather, so I'm somewhat doing double duty. Something's got to give, and studying and writing commentary drew the short straw. It may be a few days before I can get back to that part of my routine. But there will be another Christmas song for you today. I think you're really going to like this one. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, on this Christmas Eve, I pray that the message of Jesus' birth is central to all of our activities. Yes, the exchanging of gifts is fun, and the music is wonderful, but it all pales in comparison to that very first Christmas gift. I pray that you're glorified around the world the next few days, especially. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Proverbs chapter 8. Listen, wisdom is calling out. Reason is making herself heard. On the hilltops near the road and at the crossroads she stands. At the entrance to the city beside the gates she calls, I appeal to all of you. I call to everyone on earth. Are you immature? Listen to be mature. Are you foolish? Listen to have sense. Listen to my excellent words. All I tell you is right. What I say is the truth. Lies are hateful to me. Everything I say is true. Nothing is false or misleading. To those with insight, it is all clear. To the well-informed, it is all plain. Choose my instruction instead of silver. Choose knowledge rather than the finest gold. I am wisdom. I am better than jewels. Nothing you want can compare with me. I am wisdom, and I have insight. I have knowledge and sound judgment. To honor the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil ways and false words. I make plans and carry them out. I have understanding, and I am strong. I help kings to govern and rulers to make good laws. Every ruler on earth governs with my help, officials and nobles alike. I love those who love me. Whoever looks for me can find me. I have riches and honor to give, prosperity and success. What you get from me is better than the finest gold, better than the purest silver. I walk the way of righteousness. I follow the paths of justice, giving wealth to those who love me, filling their houses with treasures. The Lord created me first of all, the first of His works, long ago. I was made in the very beginning, at the first, before the world began. I was born before the oceans, when there were no springs of water. I was born before the mountains, before the hills were set in place, before God made the earth and its fields, or even the first handful of soil. I was there when He set the sky in place, when He stretched the horizon across the ocean, when He placed the clouds in the sky, when He opened the springs of the ocean and ordered the waters of the sea to rise no further than He said. I was there when He laid the earth's foundations. I was beside Him like an architect. I was His daily source of joy, always happy in His presence, happy with the world, and pleased with the human race. Now, young people, listen to me. Do as I say, and you will be happy. Listen to what you are taught. Be wise. Do not neglect it. Those who listen to me will be happy, those who stay at my door every day, waiting at the entrance to my home. Those who find me find life, and the Lord will be pleased with them. Those who do not find me hurt themselves. Anyone who hates me loves death. Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house and made 7 columns for it. She has had an animal killed for a feast, mixed spices in the wine, and set the table. She has sent her servant women to call out from the highest place in town, "Come in, ignorant people." And to the foolish she says, "Come, eat my food and drink the wine that I have mixed. Leave the company of ignorant people and live. Follow the way of knowledge." If you correct conceited people, you will only be insulted. If you reprimand evil people, you will only get hurt. Never correct conceited people. They will hate you for it. But if you correct the wise, they will respect you. Anything you say to the wise will make them wiser. Whatever you tell the righteous will add to their knowledge. To be wise, you must first have reverence for the Lord. If you know the Holy One, you have understanding. Wisdom will add years to your life. You are the one who will profit if you have wisdom, and if you reject it, you are the one who will suffer. Stupidity is like a loud, ignorant, shameless woman. She sits at the door of her house or on a seat in the highest part of town and calls out to people passing by who are minding their own business, "Come in, ignorant people." To the foolish, she says, "Stolen water is sweeter. Stolen bread tastes better." Her victims do not know that the people die who go to her house, that those who have already entered are now deep in the world of the dead. That's Rise Up Shepherd by Kat Yonke from her O Night Divine CD. The O Night Divine CD is one of my favorites. I play it around Christmas every year. Kat Yonke is one of my favorite singers. She hails from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and I've been a fan of hers since early 2007 when I discovered her music on a music website that doesn't even exist anymore. Back in 2014, she was visiting her sister in San Diego, which is about an hour and a half drive from where the lovely lady Leanne and I live, and my wife and I had the pleasure of taking Kat out to dinner. She's an amazingly talented and creative person. I'll have a link to her website in the show notes, plus a picture of her and I together that Leanne took at the restaurant. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Find out what Bible translation I was using today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 186. Tomorrow we'll read Ezekiel 19 through 24. There's still time to get your Christmas gift in to help support Lifespring Media. You could do that at lifespringmedia.com/support. Thank you. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for sharing a little bit of time today with me. Bye.